Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help. help, we know, God, you're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
hallelujah, hallelujah, prayer will fix it every time. God hear every word we say while we call him. He's already on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. Listen, I know we talked a lot about going back to the old path, taking a look around. We read about First Kings, King Solomon and King David and all the things that took place with him, how he prayed and God answered his prayer. And then God warned him, and then he went back and did what God warned him not to do. And I know we hear about war, and we're hearing about the pandemic. We're hearing about murders. We're hearing about all kind of stuff. And let me tell y'all something. Drivers that's driving, be very careful. There's a lot of doped up, drunk people out here driving. I want you to hear me well this morning. Doped up and drunk driving. A thing came out a while ago called lean, where they drank this cough syrup, and I don't know what they mixed with it. I've forgotten. But anyway, be careful if you're driving. If you're a driver, go where you have to go and come back. Pray before you leave and tell God thank you when you get back safe. It's a lot of stuff out here going on now. We, in many places, don't have the police where we used to have them. It's a few still out there that's writing traffic tickets, but not as many are out there watching traffic like they used to watch it. Road rage. Thank you, Brother Lewis. A lot of road rage. People are angry. People are confused. People are upset. People are depressed. Many different things, and they are on the road driving. So you want to watch as well as pray. Be careful. If you're in that far right lane, those other two lanes, or however many more lanes to your left, those are passing lanes. That's for somebody who want to go around you because either you're driving too slow for them or whatever. They're shooting in cars, especially California. That's been going on, but it's gotten a lot worse now. Will shoot off in your car because you don't drive the way they want you to drive. One lady, she flipped a bird at the man. He shot off in the car, killed the son, or shot the son. A little boy, be careful with driving, those of us that are still driving. Listen, a lot is going on. But I want you to know today, all power is on our side. We have Almighty God Jehovah that have all power. His word said, if he be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. If he, Jehovah God, that have all power, if he be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. So guess what? He's more than you need. But we got to have faith, and we must keep trusting him with all that we can. He have us covered. We're going to hear about a lot of stuff going on. And this is not just it. A little bit you heard, that's not just it. And that's not just the end of what's going to happen. This is why you hear me keep bringing these words to you. And really from day one, from September 2010, I've been bringing these words to you. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Da 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 da. But more now than ever. More in 2022 than ever. Because all kind of things are getting ready to break out. Even in leadership, you know, games being played everywhere. In every place you can imagine, even the church, games are being played. And in the church, what they call in the church, they should be ashamed of themselves. Because they switch things around and other people following them so that their pockets can get fatter, so that they can have a following of people, so that they can get what they want in this life. See, because they've forgotten about that other life. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. So no matter what we're doing to get whatever we want, we must remember God. And I tell you, the more I give, the more God bless. We think that we need to work on these jobs to pay bills. No, you need to work on those jobs to give. Because if you give to the spreading of God's word, you can't just give anywhere now and expect blessings to come back. You got to give to the spreading of the gospel. And if you'll take time and pay attention and you give more to the spreading of the gospel, watch God give more unto you. We call it seed planting. But in this hour, we need to do all we can to make sure we're covered by Almighty God that have all power. Obedience unto him, obedience unto his word is real important. Faith is very, very important. Trusting him, having patience, praying, all of this is very important. It's more important than a train wreck and a heart attack all at the same time. Because what's coming, we haven't seen anything yet. Some of us, we may not live to see it all, but it's coming. I may be dead and gone, but it's coming. Yeah. This week and last week have been some of the busiest weeks. I'm talking about busy, busy, busy. People have called me who have not called me in a while. And when they begin to talk, they don't want to just shut up. They just want to talk it out. Men who want to testify to me. My son-in-law called me yesterday to testify to me. My daughter-in-law called me yesterday to testify to me. She said, I don't care what nobody say. Let me call my mother-in-law who I know the word of God, who I know can get a prayer through. Let me call my mother-in-law. Now listen, there were days, there have been times when these people didn't have no confidence that I had God. They really didn't believe I had God because it was going off what others said. But what I tell you, do this here, stay with God. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what people try to do to you. Stay with him. He's going to grow you. It may be years and years before folks see the God in you, but you keep serving God. Keep seeking him. Keep obeying him and watch what happened to you. The least that you ever thought would believe you had God will begin to show you, oh yeah, I know you got God. Because some things have come up and they're calling everybody. They'll even call you the one they don't believe in. And your prayer is the prayer that fix it all for them and they know it. But a lot of stuff is coming our way. A lot of stuff is already here. And if we're going to make it, we got to have God to make it. He made the heavens and the earth. He know the way to lead and guide his people. Ask Israel. He led them out from under Pharaoh. He led them out of Egypt to the Red Sea. Now, he knew the way to lead them and worked a miracle for them so they would believe, but they couldn't. It was like many today, they just could not believe it. I know for myself, no way a Red Sea would just back up and just let a path where I can go through to the other side, a dry path, and the water's being held back so I don't drown. I know that's no coincidence. I know that's God. Open up the Red Sea, let them through. Got to the other side. Pharaoh and his men come in to the, because they thought they were going to take that same path. It wasn't for them. God didn't have no path for them. The water come in and drowned. That was no coincidence. That was no accident. That was no perhaps. That was God. If he did it back then, he's going to do it today. So many examples we got in the Bible that we can hold on to. When we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when we look at what happened with them in that fiery furnace, it'll tell us what God can do today. When we go back and we look at Daniel in the lion's den, He fluffed the lions up and made a pillar, and they was glad he laid on them. I believe that. So if God took care of them today, he'll take care of us. Look at Joseph, the boy with the coat of many colors. They roughed him up. They dropped him in the pit. He was sold into slavery, went to Potiphar's house and was the lead man. He was over everything at Potiphar's house. A little trouble come because the wife accused him. Potiphar put him in prison. Even in the prison, he was the head trustee in prison. Come on, we're looking at God this morning. We're looking at the one who have all power this morning. Made him the head trustee in the prison. Here come two of Pharaoh's servants, and they wanted to know what was going to happen to them. They were worried. They were concerned. They was over-concerned. Worration is over-concerned. And when he dropped on them, what would take place? One was going to die. The other one was going to be restored. And he told the one that was going to be restored, don't forget me now, and tell the king what I did. Tell the king I interpret your dreams. I interpret what you wanted to know. Tell the king. The butler went on back. The baker died, but the butler went on back and he forgot. But he remembered. And when the king had a dream, nobody could interpret it. Let me tell you something. God have a mighty sweet way of working things out. We sit around and we're looking at the problem. We're looking at the situation. We're looking at the bad. We're looking at what's going on. No, no, no. I want to look at him who can fix it. I'm going to run in a minute now. I'm going to just go ahead and take off. I want to look at him that have all power. I want to look at him that made the heavens and the earth. I want to bow down to him and go boldly before his throne telling him what I need. Lord, when I hear this stuff, you told me don't be alarmed, but God, I never heard of it happening like this, and I'm feeling some type of way, but I know you're able, and God, I need you to strengthen me in this hour. I need you to fix my heart and regulate my mind in this hour. He remembered, the butler remembered what Joseph did, told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh made him head. There was nobody more powerful than Joseph other than Pharaoh. He was the only most powerful because he was the king, but Joseph was right next to him. Look, from the coat of many colors having a dream and told a dream, and they denied it. They hated him for it. His daddy favored him, made him a coat with all kind of colors in it. They didn't like that. Threw him in the pit, went from the pit to the palace. Yes, he did. We're going to have folk in our lives don't like us, family members, folks on the job, neighbors, all kind of folks just don't like us, folks at the gym we go to, folks at the grocery store, the doctor's office, the nurse don't like us, all kind of people. But when we trust God, when we keep faith in him, he's going to bring us to a place. Oh, I know you got some issues this morning. I know you're not feeling well. I know you can't do what you used to do. I know you have some injuries. I know this and that went on. I know the children lost their mind. The grandchildren have lost their mind. I know the supervisor on the job acting a pure fool. I know it appears nobody see God in you. Nobody understand what you're going through. But greater is he that lives within you this morning than he that is in the world. You got all power on your side. I don't care what you think you haven't done. What you think you did. If you ask God to forgive you for what you think you've done, or even what you did, he has done that for you. Now forgive yourself and walk upright before God. Tell him thank you this morning. Tell God you need him. I can't make it without you. Without you, I can do nothing. Because of you today, Father, I have the activity, you activities of my life. I'm living this morning. You woke me up, closed in my right mind. I have you. And I need you today to lead and guide me in the right path for your name's sake, not for mine. But Father, for your name's sake, do it for me today in the name of Jesus. For without you, I can do nothing. I love you. I know you love me. Lord, if I know it's you that's wanting me to do something, I'm going to do it with the quickness, as fast as I can, because it's you that want me to do it. But Lord, if I don't know it's you, I may move a little slow about it. I may not do it at all. But if it's you, put a fire under me that I get your work done, that your will be done in my life. In the name of Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. We have all power today. All power is on our side. We just got to activate it. We just got to activate in God what we want today. He said he would never leave us, not forsake us. He would be with us to the end. I've never known God to lie. And I don't think any of us ever known him to lie. He may not came when we wanted him to, but he was always on time. We asked for something. He may not have done it in the way we wanted it to have done, but nonetheless, he did it. We're dealing with all power today. This is what I want you to know. And if he's got all power, he's got more power than Putin. He's got more power than Mr. Biden. He's got more power than a corporate. He's got more power than anything and anybody. I learned this over the years from 93 to 2022, and I'm still learning. If he speaks something and man speaks something, whatever he spoke, that's what the end results are going to be. Now, it may not look like it that he's winning. It may not look like what God said is coming to pass. But you have the patience to wait on him. You keep telling him thank you. You keep reminding yourself that all power is for you. And he said, all power said, Almighty God Jehovah that have all power, he said, if he be for you, he's more than. More than the whole world against you. He's not just like the world against you. More than. You know how big the world is? We want to be encouraged today in him, because we want to go much further with him. We want to go all the way. If we close our eyes on this side for the last time, when we wake up, we want to know we're waking up with him. When we go to take our rest, when we wake up from resting, wake up from sleeping, a good, peaceful sleep, when we wake up, we want to know he's going to say to us, well done, that good and faithful servant. Come on in. Because he sent his son back to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also one day. But we have to come back to the old path and take a look around. Hey, glory. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to go back to the old path and look around. It was written for our learning. Genesis, unto the ending of the Old Testament, was written for our learning. That New Testament, we can live that. But we live in that Old Testament in a form as well, because we're learning from the patriarchs from back there. I'm learning what Joseph went through, but he went from the pit to the palace. I'm learning what David went through as a shepherd boy and ended up king. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm learning from Abraham, taken to a foreign country where he didn't know nobody, taken away from familiar places, taken away from his family. But look what happened to Abraham. He's a friend of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm looking at Samuel. His mother prayed for him, gave him to the priest to raise him up in the house of the Lord. He become one of the greatest prophets you ever want to see. He went through some things. Not to whom much is given, much is required. You're going through some things because God has given you much, but you got to open your spiritual eyes to see. He's given you a great ministry, but you don't know it. I'm going to tell you somebody I looked at. I looked at Rose Brown. I call her my wiki. Back in the day before COVID hit, I used to go to her house and we would sit on the carport. The carport is a place where you park your car if you don't have a garage. It's an open garage is what it is. And I would sit on the porch with her. And people would, every car roll by. Hey, Wiggy, how you doing? Some of them driving fast coming by, but they're going to get that last word out. How you doing, Wiggy? Hey. I say, look at this right here. This one right here is popular because she had been in that neighborhood, I think, before she was born. Her parents lived there. I went to see her one day. She had death in her family. Her dad had passed. And all kind of people was in and out, bringing this, bringing that. I just stopped by to see you, Wicked. How you doing? I looked at that. Rose Brown have a great ministry, a ministry to draw others. And if she'll pray and ask God about that ministry that he has given to her, God will open doors and flourish her ministry because it's a ministry of help. It's a ministry to help others. But see, a lot of us don't know about our ministries because we haven't sought God to find out what it is that he would have us to do for others. What are you passionate about? Well, what are the things you can't stand to happen to people? Is it children? Is it women? Is it men? What is it? Mine is prison. Mine is jail. That's my passion. I can't stand it. I can barely drink water around it. And many days I leave the prison and I begin to pray and play me some gospel music, upbeat, some praise and music so I can praise him and worship him. Because it's a hard thing for me because folk are locked up. Now many deserve to be there. Don't misunderstand it. They deserve to be there because you got to pay for what you do. You got to reap what you sow. If you sowed it, you got to reap it. But I often think Jesus went that way. And not only did he go to prison, but they took him from courtroom to courtroom. My goodness. And I have what they call compassion for what these people call inmates, prisoners. Yeah. That's my passion. I'm telling you the truth. And the Lord didn't just give me everything at one time, but he slowly but surely brought it up in my heart. This is your passion. This is what you work on. Behind the scenes, things are done. Let me tell y'all something. God has even given me favor with the officers. Y'all don't understand. Prison guards, they don't play the radio. Prison guards, they don't show favoritism. Prison guards, they treat your family nice, but they don't get involved with your family in no kind of way. But God is faithful. You hear what I say? God is faithful. And that is so true. There's a heaviness there. And other demons at the prison. I can feel oppression when I visit, Brother Lewis say. But see, for me, I'm lifted up though. I'm not in bondage now. I'm lifted up. And when I'm in there, it's lighted. It's bright. You hear the laughter. When I first went there, wasn't like that. I seen a lot of mothers crying. I seen a lot of wives and girlfriends crying, you know. And when time to leave, I seen children crying. But guess what now? It's lit. It's lighted. Game plan, laughter, competition, you know, where they plan the game and all this kind of stuff. Because that's what I do when I go there. I don't go there to talk about when you think you might get out. I don't go there to talk about, well who getting shanked in here? How many stabbings? I don't go there to talk about the negative. I go there to talk about the positive. Almighty God that have all power. I got one brother, when I visit him, he talks about the word to me. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. It's an exciting time. Yet, it's my passion. So when I leave there, I hate to leave them behind knowing they locked up and they can't go where they want to go. But I don't care where you are. I don't care what prison you're in. As Apostle Paul said, his dungeon, it get a little damp down here. It's cool down here. Bring my cloak. I don't care what dungeon you're in. You've been set free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. If you, them guys are more uplifted in a way than I am. Because they've been set free. Oh, the body locked up, but the mind is not. The heart is not locked up. The place where Jesus lived, the heart, is not locked up. They free. And God has given many favor. Favor to walk in leadership in the prison. Come on now. God is able to do everything but fail. And see, I'm not a negative person. I don't like negativity. I don't like downness. I don't like depression, sadness. That's not me. I pray for strength and God give me strength. Therefore, I'm strong. And anything coming my way, he got it. He knew it was coming. Hey, glory, glory. Oh, yeah, hey. He knew it was coming, hey, before it arrived. I don't care what it, death, sickness, I don't care what it is. Greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I have the Spirit of God living in me. I have power of life and death in my tongue. I speak to my body and tell my body, I command it to do what it's supposed to do. God made it. I command my mouth, stop all that overeating. I was looking at the keto diet. God is faithful. He's not going nowhere. He comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't come to kill, steal, and destroy, to destroy. That's the devil's work. That's not the work of God. So I want to encourage us this morning that we are his and he are ours. And greater is he that have all power, who lives in us, than he that is in the world. Speak the situation. Don't sit there looking at them. Well, the people say they're going to take my house. Well, the doctors say I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. The devil is a lie and a fool. Dealing with the people of God that have greater living in them. Stir up your gifts. Stir up your gifts to speak to your situation, because whatever you say, that's what you're going to have. If you want to be rich, say it. Listen, I told my granddaughter and I told other people. They said, oh, Miss Mac, I had the 2010 Rav. They said, oh, Miss Mac, this is such a nice truck. My granddaughter, she was so happy. Oh, Grandmama, you said we were going to get a truck. I spoke it into existence. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? It wasn't no lie. I was speaking what I wanted to take place, and it took place because I wouldn't give up. I speak $500 million that we can do anything we need to do. I refuse to stop saying it. I refuse to stop believing it. The enemy come and say, oh, you 65 now. You still think, yep, yep. I still think I'm going to get $500 million. I still think I'm going to do whatever it is I said I wanted to do and for whoever I wanted to do it for. And they're not going nowhere either until the promise come through. Once the promise come through and they get what was promised to them, if they want to go on and sleep, go on and sleep. But until the promise comes, they're not going nowhere. I got houses to buy, buildings to build, people to see about, children. I got places I got to put together for children to come out the city and come out there and be safe. I believe that. I believe I got to put together places for the unsaved to come. People who are not professing God. Yeah. and many other places, many other things. Because it's not just about me. And never was about me and mine. But it's about those that God put in my path to be a blessing to. I'm going to obey him. Now, if my children and my family's soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but theirs. Because they knew. And it's up to you to investigate. It's up to you to go to God. Yeah. And it's already all right. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, now. Look here. Show out there, Louis. Show out now. Louis said the Lord provided money for me to pay off our Toyota. We don't have the best, but we are debt free. Did you hear that, somebody? Yes, ma'am. I dream of a camp retreat. And God going to give it to you, Louis. Don't lose the vision. Hold on to it and keep believing God. It's coming. I don't care what kind of business it is. I don't care what it is. Keep believing God and watch he bring it to pass. See, because it's not in our perfect time. It's in his perfect time. He knows when you're able to handle all of this. See, when I was young, I couldn't handle $500 million because I would have been giving it to folks who didn't deserve it. You know, I probably would have been better than everybody on the earth, and I'd have been acting a fool and not wanting to deal with people because I'm so rich, and, you know, I got to keep separated because folk won't kidnap me, you know, folk trying to kill. I'd have been a fool. I'd have spent the majority on the money on bodyguards and foolishness, bulletproof windows and all kind of crazy stuff. But he'll lose Michael and Gabriel right now. He'll fight any battle I need to fight. And then he got some evil angels. He can send the evil angels. God got evil angels. He can send. And when them evil things come, ask Pharaoh about it. God sent them evil angels over there to him. You ask him about it, he'll tell you all about it. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. And we want to be faithful in faith unto him, in obedience unto him, in trusting him, in praying, talking to him all the time, communicating and fellowshipping with him. It don't always have to be about your dream, what you want. You can just talk to him because you just want to talk to him because you know you got all power. See, if you met Denzel Washington, you'd be beside yourself. Steve Harvey, you'd be beside yourself. If I met Dolly Parton, I would be all beside myself. Oh, Dolly. Yeah, I like Dolly Parton. Diana Ross. Melba Moore. Yeah, I'd just be, you know, talking the talk with them. But peep this morning. Check this out this morning. You got the greatest celebrity ever lived. And he's with you 24/7. 365 days a year. You have the greatest celebrity. Almighty God. That have all power. Besides him, there is no higher power. Think on that. Think on that. And you can just open your mouth and just talk to him anywhere, anytime, in any place. I'm driving down the street. I can talk to him. I'm sitting on my couch. I can talk to him. I'm cooking. I'm washing dishes. I'm doing laundry. I'm cleaning. I can talk to him. I'm having a shower. I can talk. I'm doing my hair to go somewhere. I can talk to him. He's right here, right now, and won't go nowhere. He won't leave me nor forsake me. He's going to be with me until I close my eyes. Hallelujah, for the last time on this side. The great God. All putting pie. That's all right today. Good morning, honey bun. Listen, he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. Why are we not happy? Why we don't have joy? Why don't we have peace? Because we're not talking to him who can provide. I'm not concerned about folks. And look, the very thing that you think is wrong is not. It's not. Last weekend, I got to see it. I got to see it last weekend. I just knew my son was angry. He didn't have nothing for me. You know, he was just angry and whatever. My granddaughter have Down syndrome, and she had COVID, and she's over it now, you know. And Miss Down syndrome is just all of that, you know. She's better than Cleopatra, queen of the Nile. Sheba don't have nothing on this one. So he heard me talking to her and talking to his wife. And he was saying something. I could hear him in the background. And so he got the phone, and he went on and talked. Hey, I said, hey, this and that and that and this. I got you for your birthday, and I'm going to bless you real good, and yada, 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 yada. I said, well, look at this here. I thought he was angry because I'm talking to the daughter-in-law and to the grandbaby. He's sitting back many days. I could hear him in the background, but it wasn't like he was saying, well, let me talk to my mama. He was letting me talk to them. I guess he was letting us have our women moment or something. And then he come on. The thing you thinking is pray and trust God. Because, see, I let it go. I can't have nothing holding me down. I can't have nothing making me sick. I can't have nothing all day long. I'm sitting, I'm worried about it. I'm just thinking about it. I want it this way and it won't get that way. I don't have time for all of that. I got too much to do. So I put it on the altar and I walk away. I forget it. I'm telling you the truth. I forget it in a minute. When God does it, I'm looking and he'll remind me, you asked for this. And then I go back and I say, yeah, I did pray for that. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Some days I show out in the thank yous. Woke up this morning. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Yeah, told him thank you for the day. Thank you for waking me up, yada, yada, yada. I did some things in the kitchen, went back and sat on the couch because around, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock I'm up. Went back and sat on the couch. I felt the spirit of praise come upon me. Yeah, and I began to praise. It was close to time to come in here and open up things around sixes. And I began to praise him. Oh, yeah. And went on about my business. And I know the praise brought me blessings, uncommon blessings. The praise brought me uncommon miracles. He'll do it for us. But we got to let him. We have to let God in. We have to obey him. Stay faithful unto him. Have patience. Please have patience. Let patience have a perfect work. Because if you can wait on God, you will not be disappointed. But you got to wait. And while you're waiting, this may come up. That may come up. Yet trust him. If we look back at Job, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to tell yourself, hey, they might come and take the car. They may take the house. I may become homeless. But great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. It's not unto death. But I believe in this hour God is protecting his people. I believe in this hour God is giving what his people need because he supplied need. Now, he's not giving so much to those that have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Don't misunderstand me now. Those that honor him with their lips and their heart be far from him. I don't know what he's doing for them. But those of us that love him and we're obeying him and we're remembering him, oh, he's going to keep us. It may even look like they're coming at the house. It may look like they're coming at the car. They can't touch this. At the last hour, God is going to move. I've seen situations where they told a woman, I'm coming at your house. They gave her 3 months or something. And she said, well, they say nothing they can do because I don't have no money. In the second month that they supposed to be working on coming to foreclose on her, she gets the letter and they say, oh, we discovered this program. And we know that you're about 15 years out from paying your house off. So we found this program and it's going to cover you. And it's going to cover you for 6 months. And at the end of 6 months, your house payment going to drop, you know, $300 or $400. It dropped right to what she could afford to pay. After the 6 months, she started paying that. She gets no more letters. Nothing. Still in her house. Done had a little work done to it because the money she'd have paid, you know, the other part of the house note, when she got in a position, she put that to the side so she could make repairs. God is faithful around here. We trying to figure it out. God has already worked it out. And when the devil come as a roaring lion, I done did this, and I'm not going to undo it. I done did that, and I'll do this. And blah, blah, blah. Look here. Bind him up. Believe the report of the Lord. His report says you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I want you to hear that right there real good. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I want you to hear that real well. He didn't say it wouldn't form. He didn't say it wasn't going to threaten you. He didn't say it wasn't going to look like they were going to do it. You know, it looked like it was right there. He didn't say that. But he said it wouldn't prosper. So to me, they're not going to win. Whatever I got, I'm going to keep. And whatever I plan to get, I'm going to get it. And whatever I need, he's going to supply. And I'm going on in him. But we got to give him our all to get his all. See, a lot of times we want God all, but we don't want to give him nothing. I wanted his all when it came to my children, so I couldn't hold them back from him. I couldn't keep them from myself. I had to let them go. And Lord, you have your way in them. Because the worst looking situation is a situation God can fix and make it so much better. He can take them from the pit to the palace. He could take them from the lion den to ruler. He could take them from being a shepherd boy with a slingshot to being king. He can make them ruler over many, over much. Hallelujah. But I got to trust him. You got to trust him. Trust him for your children. Oh, you don't understand, Sister Barbara. This girl just will not stop. This girl just keep getting in trouble, Sister Barbara, on the job. Sister Barbara, she won't shut her mouth. If it comes to her mind, it comes out of mouth. You don't understand about my son, Sister Barbara. I done begged and pleaded this boy to stop. I done begged him to stop having all these babies with all these different women. I'm just over it. I can't do no more. Let him go to God. Put him on the altar and walk away from him on the altar. You're not just walking away from him. You're leaving him on the altar with God. Because God is the only one can give change of hearts and minds. He's the only one can do it for us. I have to pray for him and leave him on the altar. I got one every time. The same one I talk to every time I turn around. It's something. Because the devil is after him. Because the devil know if he get him out there 100%, what he going to have? And he's going to take him straight to hell. Yeah, the devil knows this. But I leave him on the altar before the Lord. All I can do is pray for him and trust God and keep going. If your soul, if you fail to pray, if you fail to seek God, if you fail to obey God and your soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. Because you heard the word. And when you hear the word, the scripture says, harden not your heart. But sometimes it's not a word we want to hear. So I'm going to go. I don't want to hear that. That ain't what I'm in the mood for today. If that's what God bring in your way, you better get in the mood for it. He's trying to save you. He's trying to spare you. He's trying to bless you. He's trying to encourage you, inspire you, lift you up. But we see it as negative. We see it as a bad thing. We say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear that. Now we got to stop that. God has said some things to me, and if I'm honest, I did not want to be a part of it. No way, no how. But I said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Strengthen me, show me how to do it. Lord, make this task easy. And he come right in and he did it, and I got it done. I don't want to hear that today. That ain't what I was looking for. Open up your ears and hear. And what you hear that you can do, go ahead and do that. I got the rest under control. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to go to one more this morning. And when we come back, I got a little clip I want you to hear. I used to hear John Hagee, but I didn't quite understand when I used to hear him. And I never really finished listening. And then when I would listen to him, I was in the world. I had that form of godliness. And I was denying the power thereof. I was honoring God with my lips, but my heart was way in Daytona Beach. You hear me? So I wasn't getting nothing. This morning, the Lord led me there, and I took a listen. I know if God does it, pay attention. It could be something or someone you disagree with. But if you believe the Spirit of the Lord led you there, go ahead and take a listen. Because whatever's being said, not all that they say, but whatever he telling you to go listen to that they have to say, listen to that. And it will bless you. I'm telling you, I used to talk about that Mike Murdoch. I say Mike need to give it a break. Money, 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 Mike. Prosperity. Mike, come on. Give it a break. I never listened to him. I heard him, but I never paid no attention to the whole thing he was saying or how it was getting done. I just heard something that I didn't like, and I turned Mike off. 4 a.m. in the morning, God had me to turn it on Inspiration, and that was Mike Murdoch. I was like, oh, here go Mike. Here go the money man. The Lord said, listen. He could have told me, shut up and listen. But he just said, listen. I listened to Mike, and I heard the Lord, and the Lord showed me some things that I had no clue about. And when I obeyed, it blessed me. Do y'all hear me? Because it wasn't unto Mike Murdoch. It was unto Almighty God. It wasn't unto David Cirillo. It was unto Almighty God. And I began to learn some things. Things out of the Old Testament I had forgotten. Wisdom is a principal thing. And we need wisdom. We need the favor of God. And we need to be givers. These things will bless you. Wisdom will bless you too. I'm talking about in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Things you wanted to put together, you never knew how to. Wisdom will bless you to put it together. Oh, God is safe. Listen, I'm going to this one, and when we come back, I want to play that little clip from John Hagee, and then afterwards, we're going to encourage some more and see how God lead and guide today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a whirl of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. Been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years have passed. I had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was fast. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ears, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home.
child, it's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
I finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I'm working back, singing in the choir, God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so, and this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go.
He said it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
I'm looking for my clip. I saw it, but it looked like it went away. Y'all bear with me here. I got to find my little clip here. All right, maybe it's on top. Yeah. Okay, where's the other one? Johnny in that process. Okay, I got another one here. I got to find it in the song vault, y'all. Bear with me, bear with me. We finding it. We finding it.
Today, the headlines of the Wall Street Journal shook America, saying, Ukraine braces for war. Russia's dream of recreating the USSR is becoming a reality. This may well be the day that historians look back, declaring that this was indeed the birth of World War III. History is repeating itself. Putin is doing exactly what Hitler did to get World War II started. Hitler declared to European leaders his need to invade Poland. Europe failed to respond, and the UK, under the leadership of its weak Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, bowed to Hitler's demands. Shortly thereafter, World War II began, where 50 million people were killed and 6 million Jews were systematically slaughtered. Concerning Hitler, Winston Churchill said words America should remember. Those words were, quote, "You can't negotiate with a lion with your head in its mouth," end quote. When Putin, the former KGB officer, the master of deception, looks at President Biden, he sees Neville Chamberlain, weakness personified. Russia and China are united in their efforts to destroy America. China is watching America's leadership make loud proclamations with very little action. While China is watching this parade of weakness, today they once again sent their fighter planes into Taiwan's airspace. China has Taiwan in its sights, where 65% of all semiconductors are manufactured for automobiles and high-tech electronics. Should China overtake Taiwan, they will then control automobile production in America and around the world. Meanwhile, as Russia succeeds in having its way with Ukraine, with no real pushback from America, Iran will take that as the green light to finalize its nuclear ambitions to achieve a bomb. Iran is under the control of radical Islam, which has threatened to use a nuclear bomb to attack Israel and the United States. 9/11 proved America can be attacked by radical Islamists with devastating effect. A nuclear weapon is far more deadly than an airplane loaded with fuel. The Iranian threat is real, and Iran must be stopped before these weapons become operational. Russia's military has been in the Middle East since 2015. Russia supports Iran. Iran trains, equips, and funds the terrorist armies of Hamas and Hezbollah, who are begging for the green light to attack Israel with a nuclear weapon. People of America, our nation is in a severe crisis. Now is the time to show our strength. Our leaders must take their rightful place at the head of the international table. They must start believing the threats of our enemies and stop ignoring the plight of our allies. There is a great responsibility with being a great nation. At this moment, we are shirking that responsibility and abandoning our greatness. If we do not use our freedom to defend our freedom, we will lose our freedom.
Okay, Brother Louis, what you think? Say something to me. Tell me something. This is John Hagee. And I wanted to play that clip this morning and see what everybody thinks. If you have something you would like to say, press the number one and come in, because I'd like to hear what you think about this, what you think about what he said. I believe this. I believe God is showing himself. I believe the scriptures are fulfilling the book, the word of God. Is fulfilling. And I believe prep, or should I say preparation, is in order. I believe if ever that was a time to pray, now is that time. If it was ever a time to get into the word to study it, now is that time. Yeah. I believe it's time to cover us with God, every believer. And I believe that we should come together in prayer. I believe that those who really know God, it's time to cry loud and spare not. Because you don't want to see nobody die and go to hell, especially your family members. And a lot of times they know what we stand for, but we don't go around and say nothing to them again about it. Some family member has said, well, the next time she come around, I'm going to ask her, what must I do to be saved? How did you get the way that you are? Because they see the signs of the time, but they don't understand. Yeah. I'm with you, Brother Louis. I think he's right, and there is much more at work behind the scenes. And I believe the church have become so lackadaisy, as they say. The church has relaxed, and even when COVID was here, the church had no faith, you know. Now, if God said, don't do it, then I didn't do it. Yeah, but if he said, do it, get at it. The Ukraine is the globalist New World Order, Lucifer worshippers. So it's time to pray. It's time to obey God. It's time to get all the people that you can to come to him. As many as possible, come to the Lord. Because if this thing come in the way that it come, what you gonna do? You got one gun, and it's 15 enemy soldiers. What you gonna do? Huh? I believe it's time to prep. It's time to prepare. If you haven't stocked your house, start stocking it slowly but surely. But the main key is to seek God. Lord, show me what to do. Lord, lead and guide me. And let me show you my faith, Lord. Let me show you I have faith and trust in you. Lord, let me show you I believe your word. Every word you said, God, I don't hold nothing back from nothing. I believe it. And Lord, not so much of thou shall not as thou shall. I want to do what you said to do. Yeah. Yeah, it's their homeland, their goal, and there are many Christians there. Did you hear that? There are many Christians there in the Ukraine. So why wouldn't the enemy attack it? Why wouldn't the enemy hate? Wherever God people is, the enemy is always at war to come against them. I wish that we all should perish. Every one of us. Because he don't like you. He didn't like you when you was obeying him. But now that you left him to go with God, he really don't like you. Yeah, he really don't like you. And a lot of us playing with the world, playing with his domain, playing with where God gave him a little power. We still playing because we want the world to see us like they are. We want the world to know that we're not haters. We nice, kind people. The world don't care nothing about that. And preachers trying to appeal to the world, being like the world, that won't work. Fellow will flock together. Association brings on simulation. Simulation brings on association. We got to be the people that stand up. We got to be that candle that sit on the hill that can't be hid. We got to cry loud and spare not. We got to say what they don't want to hear. But it's the truth. It will help you. The truth will set you free. Uh-huh. The Kazan Mafia has their treasure buried there. But there is much corruption than the deep state, just like here. They want to bring the beast system in. Did you hear that? One world order. One God. We worship this one God. I can only worship one God. That's Almighty God that have all the power, Jehovah. I got to worship the God that said, let there be light and light appeared. I got to worship that God that so loved me, he sent his only begotten son, y'all. Prepare yourself. Because there are some things you're going to get to see that you never thought you would see. Who thought they would ever see a pandemic? Many of us didn't know what it was. Who thought we would go back to war now? It's time. Who thought that? We've been happy-go-lucky so long and seeking houses and money and cars and all this other stuff. We didn't pay the word no attention. Word? What you talking about, Barbara? Wars and rumors of wars. What you talking about? One world order. What you talking about worshiping the devil? Well, I don't do that. So we paid nothing no sense. Globalist. Yeah, we pay nothing no attention. That's not for us. That's for them. That's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to them. Yeah. But when I tell you to knock on your door, and there's somebody who strong in God don't stand up. Now, God blessed America. He put this together that we could worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we just going to sit back and just let the devil have his way, well, he going to come in more and more. And if we don't come together as a people and stop the nonsense, he will get in here and destroy. Because it's his job. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He going to steal everything, kill as many as he can, and then destroy everything. I'm from a place originally called Jacksonville, Florida. And back in the 70s, I was a teenager. Early 80s, I was a young adult. So in Jacksonville, it was black and white. And I saw a few Asians come in, but I'm saying in the hood, in the black community where I was from. And now the whites could do something to the blacks, and the blacks could do something to the whites, and boy, they would just clown with each other. But now, if the Asian person or person from another country did something to a white person, the black people would have a fit. If someone from another country did something to a black person, the white people would have a fit. I couldn't get that together. When I became an adult, I used to think about that. I said, now what in the world are we going to be against each other? But when somebody else come in to be against one of us, the white or the black, everybody going to come together and act a fool? Why can't we just come together all the time and be for God? Not be for race and not be for color, but let's come together and be for God. Let's seek God together. Let's pray together. Let's study the word together. Let's help one another. I see you out there. You're working. And I'm not talking about just black folks, but you don't have very much. I see how your children go to school. They're not going to school looking right. That means you don't have enough money in your household. I don't have children, you know, home. And if I know of any of my grandchildren that's in need, you know, I'm going to do what I can for them. But I don't know about that right now. So let me buy a couple of pair of shoes. They may not be Jordan. They may not be $300, $400 sneakers. They may cost $49, $39. If I catch them on sale, right, I can get them for $29. They may not be Dickie school uniforms, but let me get a couple of pair of khaki pants and a couple of navy blue shirts or white shirts, whatever the school colors are for the uniform. And just let me tell you, hey, I bought this for little Timmy. I think little Timmy is just so cute. You mind if little Timmy have these gifts? I might ask, when is little Timmy's birthday? So that they don't think I'm in their business and, you know, I'm trying to make them feel bad or feel like I'm above them. Because, you know, the world is something serious. And if God don't have your mind, we know that evil spirit got it. So we have to be wise. We have to use wisdom and be careful. So when is little Timmy's birthday? When is little Caroline's birthday? And on them birthdays, that's what you give. I seen them going to school in these uniforms. They still wearing these uniforms, right? Yeah. Well, I wanted to buy them some uniforms for their birthday. And I wanted to give them a card. I bought the uniform, so I didn't have much money left, but I wanted to put $10 in the card, and, you know, maybe they can buy them some snacks or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And help one another. I've heard black folks say, oh, they white, they got money. Oh, I'm not giving them nothing. They got plenty. No, that's not necessarily true. See, and I tell you about what we don't know. We always assuming. And we always assuming everybody is against us. That's not true. Just like they say, all white people assume black people want to rob them. That's not true. I promise, that's not true. And how would you know what go on with people unless you met them and befriend them and got to talk to them? Dr. Pauline Dillard, that's my girl right there, asked me some questions one day. And I answered a question. She said, well, I really didn't know how to ask, and I didn't know if I should ask, and this, that, and the other. But now I understand because you told me what it is, you see? Had she not asked, she never would have known. Had we not been friends and sisters in Christ, she never would have known. Yeah. But you can't ask people certain things because they get offended and, oh, they ask me that because I'm black and they don't like black folks. They trying to know. Yeah, they trying to know some of them because they want to know because they don't want to treat you wrong and they want to understand. And if I got the answer to you understanding me because you don't know me, why wouldn't I give the right answer? Yeah. But I think that's it, Brother Lewis. It's much corruption in the deep state, just like here. And they want to bring the beast system in. But again, this morning, greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. We're not going to be fearful because God didn't give us the power, the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And if we got God, there should be nothing, you know, we can't get done or nothing we lacking for. There are plenty of trials we'll go through, but the trials come simply to make us strong. There will be plenty of trials we go through, but the trials are there because it's going to teach us. Look at Jesus. All he went through. So we going to escape going through? No, we won't. And when I look at him, all he went through wasn't for him. It was for us. So what we go through is not necessarily for us. It's for others. Because what we go through teach us a lesson. Now I can teach someone else. I can share this with somebody else. And many times our family, they don't want it. And they won't hear it from us because the scriptures say the prophet is not honored in his own country, his own home. In Jacksonville, see, I may not be honored because people remember when. They knew me from my past. So they can't see me being a woman of God. They can't see me being a prophetess. Uh-uh. But guess what? There is somebody over in Oklahoma want to hear this. There's somebody in Philadelphia. There's somebody in New York. There's somebody in Kansas. Yeah. So we can't let stuff stop us because the folk don't believe in us. I don't need you believing in me anyway. I need you believing in God. And if you truly have the spirit of God in you, you need to check it against mine. Because the spirit in you will agree with the spirit in me. I don't care if it's negative, if it's evil. If we have them same spirits, they're going to agree. This is how people are able to prophesy many times. They see this familiar spirit. I got that same spirit. So you going through this, this, and this. Some people can look at the way you dress and tell, oh, yeah, she this and that, he this and that. That's why we don't dress like the world. We have a different dress code. Yeah, Apostle Paul left us a beautiful dress code. I was going to the car dealership yesterday. I had my dress on. And it come to me, they're going to think you one of them peanut butter stocking wearing people. I don't care what they think. This is what I like. I like the maxi dresses. Ooh, I think that is just so beautiful on women. And loose. It's loose and it's long and flowing. Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Now, everybody don't have the same taste. Yeah. And I wear jeans, but I can't have them all tight like that and all of that. Mm-mm. That's not me. I don't need all of that. I got them on for me, not for nobody else. So what I wear is going to be comfortable for me. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. But we want to prepare. And we want to remember that we have Almighty God. He's got all the power. There's no higher power. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be angry about. There's nothing to complain about. That's another thing we want to do. We want to check our complaining. Watch what we say. Watch what we say. And stop complaining. Stop grumbling so much. because that will hinder our blessings too. And no matter what go on, he promised us that he'll be with us until the end. No matter what go on, he won't leave us not forsaken. No matter what go on, he supply needs according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. So no matter what come our way, if we in the plan, and when I say we in the plan, I mean we in obedience unto God. We have a prayer life. We have a word walking life. Not just a Bible study life alone, but we got a word walking life. We walking according to the word. We're praying for wisdom. We're asking God to give us favor. And we're givers. We want to give to others. Because we got to go back to the old path and look around. Keep going back looking around. Again this morning, as I said earlier, Joseph, from the pit to the palace. Daniel fluffed up the lions and made pillows. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In that fire like that, in that furnace, turned it up hotter. Come out of there, no smoke smell, no soot, nothing on them. God was in there protecting them. So we got to remember these things. Lord, I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to worry what man say. I trust you. I know you can create a program for me that would bless me to keep my house. I know you can create something for me that would give me food monthly, weekly, daily, however I need it. If my pantry is empty, I know you the God who can fill it up if that's what I need. Oh, Lord, you'll feed me daily. But we got to believe God. We got to believe the report of the Lord. His report says we're healed. Again this morning, his report says we're healed. His report says we have the victory. His report says we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. I've gone in to do some things. Look, I went to make an eye doctor's appointment. They say I couldn't do it. I'm like, what is going on? I refused to give up. And when I went back in there to do it again, it just went right on through. I didn't even press nothing for it to go through. They sent me the email to confirm I had the appointment. God will supply what you need. But we got to stop looking at situations. We got to stop listening to the negative we hear. Yeah, it won't work. It won't work for me. Yeah, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm going to believe I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. And I'm not believing it so that I can be all of that and a bag of donuts. I'm not believing it so I can be above people. I'm not believing it so I can make you feel bad to make myself feel good. No, sir. No, ma'am. I'm believing it because God said so concerning me. And I'm going to tell situations because I say it so. And the Spirit of God is living in me. I'm going to have what I say I'm going to have. Negative or positive, I'm going to have what I say that I'm going to have. Stop saying what you think is already done. It doesn't happen now. It's too late. Not with God. Not with all power, who made the heavens and the earth, made man. Have the last word on everything. No, it's not too late. I've often told you about I needed the money before 12 o'clock that night. I didn't know where it was going to come from to pay the phone bill. I was living in Orlando. And I wouldn't get paid until Friday, and this was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And all of a sudden, one of the workers called me out the clear blue sky. because she would work faithfully for me out to Alamo. Alamo was a rental car company. And she worked faithfully, and I gave her my number. If anything go wrong, just call me because I got to stay on top of this account. I didn't tell her that, but that's what I'm thinking to myself. So she called me around about, I want to say maybe 10-ish. And it could have been 11 because they didn't get off work until 11. And she said, what you doing? I said, sitting here trying to figure out a way to pay this phone bill. They're going to cut it off at 12 o'clock if I don't pay it. She said, how much is it? I think it was $52, y'all. I said, $52 or whatever it was. She said, oh, I can let you have that. I said, well, if you let me have that, I'll pay you back Friday. She said, okay, let me send you the money right now. Thank God for PayPal. I think she sent it to me through PayPal. I paid the phone bill. When I looked at the clock, it was like around 11:57, 3 minutes to 12. Do y'all hear me? So don't let nobody tell you it's too late. Don't tell yourself it's too late. It's already done. God can undo anything that has been done. Listen, he showed us this. I can raise the dead. Now, you know, when you dead, you done, they say. When you dead, it's over with. You're not ever coming back, yada, yada, yada. But he raises the dead. So with him, nothing is impossible. With him, it's not, that's it. It's done. You can't undo that. The devil is a fool and a liar. What? Is there anything too hard for him to do? Is there? I don't think so. Well, matter of fact, I know it's not true. I know there's nothing too hard for him to do. He changed the hearts and minds of people. He fixed situations. I told y'all I went in for the job interview and they told me no. They were looking for something different. Now, before I left home, the answer from God was yes. When I got to the interview, they said no and let me walk out the door and got all the way back home. When I got home, it was on the answering service that I want you to come in tomorrow at 8. I said this, this, and that, but I found out this, this, and this. Don't tell me what God can't do. He said no, let me walk all the way out the door and got home. Now, for most people, that would have been the ending of it. I didn't get the job. But God said yes, and when I got back home, the yes was on the answering service. Is there, ask yourself these questions. When situations arise, is there anything too hard for God? I'm not finna do this. God finna do it. I can't do it. Only he can. He's a heart fixer, mind regulator, provider, fixer. He do more than repair. He fixes. Because a repair can come unrepaired. It can tear up again. But if he fixes it, it'll never tear up again. But do we have faith and do we trust him? Are we going back to the old path, taking a look around? Are we going back to the old path, deciding today I'm staying with God? What are we doing? Because I go back and look. I look how he brought Esther out. Look at Mordecai. Haman was going to kill him. Haman was going to hang him, had them built the gallows to hang him on. In his mind and his family mind, Mordecai was good as dead. But look what happened. Look what happened. God have all kind of ways of working all kind of situations out that you never had no idea even existed. Your eyes have not heard and your ears have not heard. Your eyes have not seen. Your ears have not heard the things that God have in store for you. Don't tell me that's it. Well, it's been done now. I can't. I don't know nothing about it. It's been done. I know the one who undo things. Ooh, glory to his majesty. Thank you. He can undo it. You can die if you want to. He can bring you back. They diagnosed you with cancer. They said it was stage 4. Well, we can only give you a week to live, 7 days. You done lived another 50 years. Why? That's not what God said. That's what the doctor said. They said they were giving your son 100 years. They were going to go on and give him life. But the crime he committed wasn't worth life. Like, he had to do 10 years, but he didn't do life. And when he come out, he looked better than he did when he went in. Don't tell me what God won't do now. I know him. And with him, there's nothing too hard for him to do. And again, this morning, I'm telling you, he got ways of doing things you never could imagine. Who's smarter than God? Who is as wise as God? I don't know nobody. He is it. He's got all power. There's no higher power. And that's the end of it. You want a business? Get started. What you waiting on? Well, see, I'm waiting until the Lord, look here, write out a business plan. Pray as you're writing the business plan out. Pray before you write it out. Pray while you're writing it out. And pray after you write it out. And put it on the altar. Say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. This is my desire. This is the business I want to start. Somebody may not know what they want to do. God, I'm confused. I don't really know. But I want to do something. Lord, open up my wisdom. Lord, show me. God will come right in. That passionate thing. That thing you're passionate about. God will come in and show you how to put it together. It'll be beautiful. And guess what? Some of us, the world may not follow, but every believer will flock to your business. Every believer will flock to your online stuff or whatever you got going. Yeah. I felt like a hustler. Dog, I'm always hustling something. I won't stop that hustling. And the Lord stepped up on the scene and showed me, you don't have to hustle. Give. You can give your way to prosperity. You can give your way. Come on now. You ain't got to do all that. And I'm thankful unto him. Yeah. All right, now he came back and said, bad politicians in the U.S. are involved with Ukrainian corruption. Did you hear that? Behind the scenes. That's why you've heard me pray that, Lord, whatever's going on in secret, reveal it. And Lord, if it's evil, destroy it in the name of Jesus. In these United States of America. Yeah. Because there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And sometimes we think it's going to destroy other people. But guess what? It destroys us and our families. We have to be careful. Pharaoh over there playing around and his son died. Anybody remember that? David over there being slick, fooling around, and his son died. Wasn't there Ananias and Sapphira come back there lying to God and the apostles and fell dead? Got to be careful. Nothing go on in secret that God, what? He know it all. His eyes are in every place beholding the evil and the good. Now, we may not know what's going on, but he does. But in this hour, March the 9th, 2022, who are you going to trust? Where is your faith? Who do you believe? Do you really believe you have all power on your side and that God truly loves you? Do you really believe that? Or are we in that using mode where we go to God when we need something, we want something? All the rest of the time, he's just hanging in the wind somewhere. Daily, we got to come with him. Daily, we got to stay with him. Daily, we got to give him our all. Our life should be hid in him now. The day he saved us. The day he sanctified us. The day he filled us with his spirit. Our life is hid in him. And we shouldn't be seeking that old life. Because my old life wasn't no good, I'm here to tell you. It was straight up raggedy. Yeah. I wouldn't give my old life to my worst enemy. You hear me? That's how bad it was. But the songwriter said, glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Huh? I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free, huh? Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Yes, he did. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Or I feel like just taking off. I can do, think on that now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Whatever I want to do, and it's right, and it's honorable unto the Lord, I can do it. I can have my own business. I can have a new car. I can have a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. I can have money in the bank. I can eat the good of the land. And I'm not doing these things to impress people. But it's what I want. It's what I want. He give desires of heart. Delight yourself in me, and I will also give you the desire of your heart. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things will be added. That's his word. And those of us that truly know him, we know he's not a lying God. And even in this hour of nonsense, all this foolishness going on, God wants to bless his people still. He still want to bless you. Uncommon blessing, uncommon miracles. He still want to send great things your way. Hallelujah. He still want to give you the healing that you never thought you would get. He still want to make that body back like he originally made it, a good body. We're going to speak health. We're going to speak life. We're going to speak good. We're going to speak God. We're going to speak Jesus. We're going to speak his spirit. We're going to speak love. We're going to speak giving. These are things we're talking about. All that other stuff don't matter. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something I saw. And I know the person had the gift. And I was wondering, well, why do you, they don't, the gift don't come in the full circle. Because they sitting back trying to let their flesh analyze some things about people. Yeah, don't do that. He said, know those that labor among you, but some of these people are not laboring among you. You just see these people and you know them. And God done gifted you, but it can't come in the fullness because of where your head is at. And we bind that spirit up in Jesus' name. Because the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. We pray that God would send more labors into the vineyard, but the labor that he called and chose you for, you could be operating in it. Because he need more laborers, but he can't give you the fullness because of where your mind is. It's not on him. You're not delighting yourself in him, really. And so we thank him today. We give him glory, honor, and praise. Listen, the studio is open. If you have anything, if you heard that clip and you have something you would like to say about it, feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. Hallelujah. And share what you think about it or what you feel or what you believe God is saying. Yeah, it's all right today in Jesus' name. I'm going to the roll call, and then we'll go to one more song of the morning, maybe. And again, after the song, the studio is open. Listen, I love this roll call. I can remember praying for this. And I know these people may not listen every day. They may not even be able to come every morning. Some may just listen in the archives, and they may not ever listen in the archives. Brother Marquez called me, and I think he called me Monday, and I didn't answer. He called me back yesterday, and we got to talk. So I will go ahead, Ms. Barbara. I was just calling, checking on you. Be safe now. And he was telling me, he said, I got behind on listening to some Barbara. I got behind. I said, well, it's not going nowhere. It'll always be there. You know, you can catch up, you know. Yeah, that is right. But I don't like to get behind. So that let me know people go to the archives, they go to the podcast and take a listen, which I know it, you know. And I've met a lot of people through the podcast. I heard you in the podcast, and I said, I got to hear more. That's a beautiful thing. Because, see, God's word is going to reach who he wanted to reach. Those that have a closed ear to what he have to say, they won't hear. They'll see it all day long and never touch it. God is a good God. Anybody coming to bring trouble? Uh-uh. I remember, Brother Lewis, when we first opened up the chat room, all of them bots and all of them different people coming to start an argument. Remember that, Brother Lewis? Just all. Brother Lewis said, that's a bot right there. That's a this. That's a that. That's a that other. Yeah. They were called in. This one he called in. And I had to apologize because he had me laughing so hard. I say, who would do this foolishness? Trolls. Yeah. But he had heard me love saying I love to laugh. He heard me say it, and he thought he'd come in, and he'd help me to laugh. Yeah. And he said, well, now, brothers and sisters, if you're constipated, I said, what? Brother Lewis said, that's a troll. I was so tickled. After that, oh, he come back with off. He would hang up and call from another number. I said, now, this is too much. But it just tickled me too good. I said, I never heard no foolishness like this before. But there have been many that come, many have left. There's some left, but they still listen. Because you got to go do what God told you to do. Yeah, I've had people to come and get angry with me and left. And then behind the scenes a little bit, they'll stay in touch. I thank God for all of that. It's experiences that he's given me. Because he is love, and we got to love everybody. You got to love the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know some people get mad with me for praying for pedophiles, but who going to pray for them? Who going to love them? When you went through that red light and you know you was running it, would you want people not to love you because you went through the red light? Sin is sin. My daughter-in-law and I was talking about that yesterday. There's no big sin. There's no little sin. Sin is sin. There's no black lie. There's no white lie. A lie is a lie. Yeah. I thank God for the people he has sent my way. Thank God for those that come through the podcast. There are people listen daily who never press the number one. They just sit back and listen. Thank God for you too. Thank God for those that come out front. Thank God for a David Jackson and a Sion Jackson. Thank God for a Dot Goodman, a Rose Brown, a Mary Ann, a Simone, huh? A Melanie Rose, a Laura, Andrea Spinner. Thank God for a Rita, a Diane, a Jerry, a Angela Foote. Adam Leafoot, my friend. Yeah, when we get to talking, we get to talking about the goodness of the Lord. She don't call the gossip. Thank God for Louis. Old D. I said, Brother D, I need to see that 706 number. Don't make me come to Augusta. He showed up. I said to myself, all right now. Because I need to see it every now and then. Thank God for Frank. Mike and Kim Hopp. Look at that. Mike and Kim Hopp. I didn't know them. God blessed me to meet them, you know, to get to know them. Thank God for George West Perry. Y'all don't understand that Perry off the chain. Y'all, y'all hear me? Ooh, and God can use it. Yeah, God use it. And I thank God for him. Brother Lee Hammond, we were at odds with each other over something I posted. Said, I'll never listen to you again. I apologized and I went on. But he didn't see the apology. And when he saw the apology, he came back. And he wrote me and told, I'm going to look at that email, Brother Hamilton. I'm going to look at that email because that encourages me. Yeah. Thank God for Justin Gilmore. I don't look like Brother Gilmore what I've been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Raquel like that Eva McKinney and a couple of more I play. Yeah. Thank God for Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne. Huh? Thank God for these people. God is faithful to us. And we thank him. I hope I didn't leave nobody's name out. Yeah. I thank God for him, for this. Thank God for this family as Samoa and many of us call it, because we come together faithfully every weekday morning, 7 a.m. I look forward to seeing when that chat room light up. I look forward to a few minutes to 7, Brother Louis pops in there. Give me the weather report. I love all of that. Sister Angela Foot gets so excited sometimes. She says it's good to know. I feel like I know all of y'all. I feel like I know Brother Louis, Sister Jerry, Sister Dot. Yeah. And she be trying to name everybody. Never met us before in person. But God is faithful. And it's good to meet people, good people. Yeah. And some people, they trying to hold on because they don't want to lose their way. And you keep your way. You can hold on to your way. But when God show up and he asks you about his way, you know, that's between you and your God. You hold your way. I got to keep God's way. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I remember one time, Brother Louis, Bishop Scott, Bishop Gerald Scott out of Philadelphia, he said, you know, Evangelist Mike, he said, I don't know too many people would give up what they're doing like this to go see about somebody, to go help somebody. He said, I don't know too many people like that. I said, well, Bishop, I got to honor what God called me to. Love is an important thing because God is love. And when you got God and you see people going through and it's something you can help them with, they need help now. There are archive shows, there are podcasts here that others can go take a listen to. But this person, I love Bishop too, and old Teresa Scott, yeah. But this person needs help right now. And I want to go over and make sure they're good. Another passion of mine is I can't stand for people to cheat people. Ooh wee, that just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't like that. Some people, they gullible. No, it's not that they're so gullible. They just don't know about that. That just has not been something that come up for them to, you know, study it on a regular. But slick people, they try to be quick. Because they're trying to take something from somebody. I can't stand it. I don't like all of that. The greatest gift I know is the gift of giving. Do you hear me? I know people chase after prophecy. Oh, they chase the prophet and the prophet is down. That gift of giving is a gift that keep on giving. Oh, I know many won't understand that. That gift of giving is a gift that keep on giving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, did anybody else get their fruit? Apostle Boatwright, did you get your fruit yet? I got mine. Jerry got hers. Brother Louis got his. And I hadn't seen anybody else that told me they got theirs. And I know my friend Annalie Foot, hers going to be a little late because I had to wait for an answer. And then I went ahead and put hers in. So hers will be running a little late. But she will get two boxes of fruit, gift boxes. I got mine so big, I gave most of mine to my spiritual daughter, Marlene. And she don't like to take things from me, but that was too much fruit for me to eat. And I knew Jerry already had bought Brother Cal some fruit. So I said, well, come on over here, Mom. When can you come? I can't come until Monday. I said, well, come on over Monday. When I heard the doorbell, I forgot she was coming. I opened the door. Hey! I said, come on in here. And when she saw me, she started laughing. So, okay, all right. I'll check on it today, Apostle. I'll check on it today. So she came on in, and I loaded her up, and she went on out the door. I got to go back to work. I said, okay, you done ate lunch? No. I said, well, where you eat McDonald's? I said, girl, you better stay away from that. But she got her fruit and went on out the door nice and happy. And I know she probably shared it with her son. She have an adult son, so she probably shared it with them boys. And it was a beautiful thing. She got a son. He going to come home after a while from the military. And when he come home, I got to cook his favorite meal. And when I cook his favorite meal, he love, what he love? Spaghetti. I think John loves spaghetti. And I know he love banana nut bread. So I have all that ready for him when he come home. Just spoiled rotten. Got his picture on the refrigerator. Been there for years. Uh-huh. So I just thank God for the people he put in my life. I'm happy. I'm happy. Because people don't have to love you. Yeah. You share it with Sherry, Brother Lewis. I only share it with Sherry. Yeah, that was a good thing. That was a good thing. Yeah. Well, it was Sherry's gift box. It was hers already. Yeah. So you ain't really share. Sherry just went in there and got her gift. Yeah. Out of her box. And it's all right. But yeah, I love people, and I enjoy seeing people happy. And a lot of days I go to do things to bless people. And cooking, I don't cook like I used to. I don't even like it like I used to. I can't eat that eggplant like I want to. Eggplant aggravates arthritis, like tomatoes. And they told me don't fool with that eggplant. And I stopped buying them. Boy, I would slice that thing nice and thin and battered mine and deep fried so I can't have it. So I'm not really cooking like I used to. Love the chicken wing. I'm not doing all of that. But I like cooking for folks when I can and doing some things. Look at Brother Lou on that eggplant, on that banana nut bread. You need to quit. But yeah. So I just thank God for each of you. Thank God for each of you. And I remember some of the ways we met and some of the ways I don't remember. I remember I was putting a flyer together and Dot Goodman showed up. And I don't know how she showed up, but she showed up and been showing up ever since. And I thank God for her. And she introduced me to Baby K and Buddy and Sion. And it's been on ever since. And them two there, I just feel related. I mean, them three, four, really, the four of them, I just feel absolutely related to them. Yeah, she got a cousin, Prophetess Coretta. I feel like I'm related to Coretta too. Yeah. And so I just thank God this morning for all he has done for me and all he has done for you. Thank God for bringing us together as a family. And so we're grateful unto him. All right, Anthony. Bro, Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Bless, highly favored. On the first of all, good God, thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind. Thank you for activating my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to see another day never seen before. And thank you for who he is in my life, what he's doing in my life, where he brought my phone, where he's taking me. Yeah, and just thank God again for just being able to hear your voice, Miss Barbara, and being able to come in the morning and fellowship and get a word for your spirit, man. Just blesses my soul and, you know, encourage me to keep my eye on the mark and continue to God to get to the mark and you know, like you said, you know, everybody, I just feel like it's family, you know, and that's a good feeling, you know, to be in a ministry and, you know, not be related, but feel like y'all related. You know, that's a blessing all in itself. And, you know, I just thank God for that. And I want to say good morning to everybody. I'm going to miss out on the roll call, but I'm going to try to do a little bit. I forgot some names, but I'm going to try to get it back in order this morning. So I'll say good morning to Brother Louis. We'll say good morning, Brother Frank. Sister Sherry, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to Mother Annalie Foot. Let me see. Good morning to Sister Angel Foot. Good morning to...
Where the
Hawks at? Oh, yeah. Good morning to Brother Mike Hawks, Sister Kim Hawks. Good morning to Sister Dot, Sister Rose, Sister Michelle Fuca. Good morning to Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to Sister Rita. Good morning to, let's see, who else? Sister Rita. Good morning to Sister Samoa. Good morning to Sister Shantae. I'm forgetting you. We got you this morning. Good morning to...
Where your main girl?
Oh, Sister Jay. Good morning to Sister Jay. Good morning to you. Good grace. Well, I forget Sister Jay. Can't forget Sister Jay. Oh, man. Good morning to Sister Alexis. Sister... forget her name, Sister. I'm going to go to the men. Good morning, Brother Hamilton, Brother Jermaine, Brother D. Good morning to who else? Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you. Let's see who else. Once again, good morning to I'm about out now. Good morning to all y'all. God bless you. And I just thank God again until another day. And, you know, I'm going to get back on track and remember those names. I was trying to, I listened to you the other day and you hit the wrong call. I was trying to grab names at that then. So, you know, but I just thank God again. And, you know, it's a blessing and God is being blessing me and God is in the blessing business. So, you know, I just thank God in this. You know, I want to encourage everybody, you know, just, you know, continue to pray, continue to let God direct your path and lead you, and just trust God, you know, that Proverbs 3:5-7, trust God with all your heart and all your ways and lights, you know, that he should direct your path, be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from the evil. So,
yes,
you know, that's something we got to stand on, you know, in this season and the season to come, and I mean, I just been blessed, you know, in that, you know what I'm saying, and having that word and standing on that word, you know, because God is in doing some things in my life, and I pray he do some things in everybody else's life, and so let me just continue to keep trusting him, keep him on our heart and mind, and, you know, we're going to fall at times, but remember, you know, everybody falls in, you know, in life, you know, but the thing is to get back up and keep pressing, you know. Don't fall and stay down. Get back up and fight some more. So I'm going to say that. Good morning. Again, everybody, God bless you. You continue to pray for me. I'm praying for y'all. And y'all have a blessed and mighty day. Amen.
Amen. Well, I think I'm going to put you over that roll call ministry. I'm a message it to you on Facebook, Brother Anthony.
And yeah, ma'am.
Over the roll call ministry. Yeah. You're doing pretty good. And we Brother Anthony and I, used to talk about Sister Gary and that eating. And he was like, Miss Barbara, she can't be eating all that sweet. I said, I know, Brother Anthony, but, you know, I just got to pray for Gary with them sweets. And eventually the Lord been blessing her where she's not eating as many. And, you know, she eating some salad and doing a little bit better, and
amen.
Because she have to go to the doctor, you know, she try to do things that throw the doctor off, but no, they up on your sister. So, you know, she's trying to do a lot better than she used to. And so we thank God for that, for Brother Cal. Y'all keep him lifted in prayer, and it's already all right today. In Jesus' name. All right. Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good over here. Bless.
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored and blessed. I just want to say good morning to you. Thank you for coming to us faithfully every morning. I want to thank God for life and strength. Even things that don't feel good, I just want to thank God. Life don't feel so good, but I really want to thank God because like the word said this morning, I fall down, but then we got to get back up. Just can't stay down just because you're down. Just get on back up. Then you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulations, but get back up. If everything was good all the time, you would never have to thank God. I'm just thanking God. Golly, I'm thanking God. But after the show today, I'll call you and talk to you about some more things. And boy, I tell you, this world, you offer a person one thing, then they want to get a lot of things. Then they come up with more things to take from you. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Stop being greedy. I'm giving you this. Now you want that. Oh, wait. I said, let me think about it. My gosh. Everybody want to take. They'll come up with a reason why they take it from you and make you think that it's to help you. It's not to help you, it's to help them. Mm-hmm. But I thank God. I truly thank God. I thank him so much for all the things he's doing for me in my life. And I thank you, Barbara, for coming faithfully every morning. I know it couldn't be easy to come in here and play the music and talk to us and encourage us. As the songwriters say, be encouraged. Encourage yourself. Encourage. Be encouraged. No matter what it looked like, just be encouraged. So thank you for encouraging us, and let us eat on your encouragement all day, because some didn't wake up because the alarm clock went off, but they didn't open their eyes. So I thank God for allowing me to open my eyes and hear his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God is faithful to us. And if we'll call on him, he'll come to our rescue. Yeah. And we are all right today, properly, in Jesus' name. And we're moving on up the King's Highway in him. And we let ourselves go so that the Spirit can provide. Brother Lewis, say, hey, Brother Anthony. Hey, Sister Jerry. Yeah.
Hey, Brother Lewis, you come faithful every morning, too.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are such a great, great inspiration to Barbara. So thank you.
Yes, sir. And Louis going to be here. He told me years ago, he said, well, as long as you keep preaching Jesus, I'm going to keep coming. Now, if you stop preaching Jesus, you won't see me no more. Louis said, He got to be where Jesus being preached, because he can't be where this other stuff at. And that just tickled me good. And I said, okay, then, to myself, that's what it's going to be. Yeah. Went down there to see him and Sherry. And we went over to the Cracker Barrel one morning. They took me to their favorite restaurant for breakfast. And we just had a good time. And Chantel used to have training down there in Ocala a lot. So when she would have training down there, I'd run for Louis. Uh-huh. And so we thank God, him and Sherry. So we thank God for good friends. Yeah, 12 years in September, 12 long years. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. So I just wanted to share that a little bit this morning. And I was supposed to, go to the scripture, but I just wanted to talk a little bit. and encourage a little bit, because these things that, you know, are here and the things that are coming. And, you know, it is scripture, because God said it was in his word. And so we just holding on to him and holding on to God. Yeah. And notice today, 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Yeah. Outside of the church too, he's not the author of confusion. No, that's not God. The scripture, James 1:5, one of my all-time favorites. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God. Then give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wisdom is a principal thing, and we want that. We want wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom. Yeah, in all things. In all things. I'm looking at 1 Kings 3:9. It says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? Who is it other than God? So, Lord, you judge us. And not only us, but God, we ask that you would give us the wisdom to be a blessing and discernment to be a blessing to each other. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Because we want that. And if anybody come and teaching any other thing other than Jesus, we don't want nothing to do with that. Uh-uh. We don't want no parts of that. We want what God sent his son with for us. And his son is the mediator. Yeah. And he take our petition to Almighty God. And I often say it, because Jesus bring it to him, I believe God not only hear it, but he answer. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful unto him. Yeah, I'm grateful unto the Lord today. Is there anyone else? Okay, well, we can leave early today if nobody else have anything they would like to say. Good morning, Sister Spinner. God bless you. I think I called your name earlier. Yeah. All right. Good morning, my 708. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Morning, Rose Brown. I see you over there. I go over there and meet her at 12 o'clock today, Rose. And we meeting on Commonwealth at the Hardy's. I wish we would have met this morning at the Hardy's. I'd have got a steak. No, I'm playing. A steak biscuit from over there. Yeah, at the Hardy's. So, I meet her at 12 o'clock today. Thank you so much. And I hope this encouraged her. And if there's something I can do to help her, I will. You know I will. And so I'm just thankful unto the Lord. God sent out, and she befriended me on Facebook. Uh-huh. Isn't that cute? Yeah, she befriended me on Facebook. I guess that's so anytime I want her, I can reach out and touch her. Uh-huh. And so we thank God. All right. No one else have anything else to say? Y'all can go and check out that John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee, Ukraine message. You can check that out on YouTube. Pastor John Hagee, H-A-G-E-E, Ukraine message. And I may play one of his messages tomorrow and hear what he got to say in there and everything. Because like I say, I heard of John Hagee. I used to try to listen to him back in the day before I fully come to the Lord. And I didn't understand. And I was like, nah, I don't know this man. I'm not going to fool around. But I listened to him and I found a lot of truth in what he says. So tomorrow we may take a listen, yeah. And so I thank God. Thank you for posting script, Brother Louis. God bless you. God bless you. All right. So at this time, we're going to pray out, and I'll go to the last song of the morning. And, yeah, that's what they tell me. What he preached will scare you to death almost. But I believe this. If he coming from the word, and that's the true word of God, I don't think it would scare me. It might would cause me to gird up more, you know, draw closer to the Lord and pray more. But if that's the truth, I won't be afraid. Yeah. And I just have to go on in Jesus. Uh-huh. So we're going to take a listen. But anyway, let's pray. Pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Now, you know that what they say too, CR, they say that the word that I bring is a hard word. Nobody can live that. Now, that's what they told me. But I know better. I know God is faithful. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for inspiration. Father, we are leaning and depending on you, for we know no other. We know that you have all power and there's no higher power. And in this hour, we need all power on our side. And Father, your word said, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. And we know that you are for us. You so loved us, you sent your only begotten son to suffer and bleed and hang and die, rise with all power. Father, we know that your word says we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, your word says we're more than conquerors through your son, Christ Jesus, that loves us. Your word says you supply need according to your riches and glory by your son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we need you this morning. We can't make it without you. Father, we need you in this hour to make things clear unto us, for you're not the author of confusion. And Father, we need your wisdom this morning. We need you to give us wisdom and give us discernment that, God, we can withstand these times in you, standing on your word and trusting you. We thank you this morning for all you've done for us, all you've given unto us, great and mighty things. And Father, help us to go back to the old path and look around and make our decision to continue to follow you. We love you this morning. We love you, Father, because it was you who first loved us. Without you, we wouldn't know what love is. We thank you this morning for all you've given unto us, food on the table, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. Many of us have a roof over our head, a car to drive. Father, we may not have a lot of money, but God, we have a few pennies in our checking account. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And Father, even for the elderly, God, we thank you this morning for opening doors for your elderly. We thank you for giving them more than they need in many places. We're grateful unto you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, as we depart this morning, remember our children this day. And Lord, we ask for those that you haven't saved, that you would save them, sanctify them, and fill them with your spirit, the Holy Ghost. Father, we ask today, wherever they go, that Lord, you would cover them. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them to cover them today. And we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming their way. But all of our family members and friends today, oh God, do it for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would heal the sick this morning. We know that not only you heal the sick, but God, you're able to raise the dead. Do it for your glory this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, help us to keep our mind on you. Help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Help us to delight ourselves in you this day, March the 9th, 2022, in Jesus' name. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised. So Father, we are here today. And we're asking that you would take care of us and bless us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know those that stand in the need of finances. Move by your spirit for these your people. Open doors and make ways. And Father, we ask that you would send their money angels to go get the money and bring it to them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that you pay bills. Oh, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise, and I thank you for every caller and every listener. Thank you, Lord, for those that come through the archives and the podcast. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you the honor and praise. And Father, again this morning as we depart, bless our going out and our coming in. Again, Father, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We ask it all today in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And so we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this, I won't be coming back. And Brother Cal, I'm going to go ahead and play this one for you today. Hey.
from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole house with me.
Passed away. God bless in the name of Jesus.